Rock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know. Fights are loud.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning a hole.
Local Talk on 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. Live and local with Monica J.
Oh, sure. As soon as you go to me, my dogs start making noise in here. But it's a family affair today. I've got the door open and everybody's in here wandering around the studio with me. It is the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. And because of the passing of my father on Wednesday, I am not going to be able to attend the rally on Saturday. But you know that I will be with you there in spirit. I will be hopefully in the hearts and the minds of all of my countrymen who are there. And please, just because Sisolak has, I want to use the word caved. Just because he has caved to the will of the people doesn't mean that he should remain in office. And it's so disappointing, even candidates running for office, you know, had a candidate on or proposed candidate on yesterday and said, well, you know, 2.5 years, we can, you know, vote him out. And really, what do you think he's going to do in the next 2 years? In the next legislative session? How much damage are we going to let him continue to throw at the state of Nevada? The rallies will continue on Saturday, even though a lot of people will be starting up their businesses. Please join us for the rallies all across Nevada. You can find the start-off locations at fightfornevada.com under flyers. Here in Reno, it's right across the street from the kind of the city hall and Justice Department down there. Because he needs to be recalled. And think about what that says about your elected representatives still. When all they say is, oh, you know, 2.5 years. And all the people running. So make that one of the first questions for the people who are running for re-election and the running for office. Did you sign the Recall Sisolak petition? And then listen to their answer. Because when they say, oh, well, you know, we just vote him out. Uh-huh. Really? I guess you're working for yourself and the party and not the people. Because whether you're Democrat or independent or Republican, it boils down to the people who put you in office. If you try to call right now at 884-9910, just shoot me a text because I've got the lines blocked for a moment. Because as we see China starting a major trial on state-run digital currency, as we see our dress rehearsal for a police state, as Nancy Pelosi is already working on the next relief package without the help of any Democrats, I mean, without the help of any Republicans, that's right. They're not getting any Republican input on it. They're forging ahead. I want you to clear your mind for just a minute. Give me just a few minutes. Don't have any preconceived notions. Don't have any opinions yet. Don't reminisce about anything. Just listen to my words. Just listen. And know that everything that I say to you at this instant is researchable. All you have to do is go onto a search engine like DuckDuckGo. Stop using Google. DuckDuckGo doesn't track you. Google does. And you'll figure it out why here in a second. I just want you to open up your mind to this. Let's go back in history with Pierre-Joseph Proudhon. To be governed is to be watched, inspected, spied upon, directed, law-driven, numbered, regulated, enrolled, indoctrinated, preached at, controlled, checked, estimated, valued, censored, commanded by creatures who have neither the right nor the wisdom nor the virtue to do so. That was written centuries ago. Look at how that applies now, how far we've gone. It has always been this way throughout history. Pick up a book. All right. Mind's cleared. Let's go. Recently, Bill Gates announced his financial support for a $1 billion plan to blanket Earth in video surveillance satellites. The company Earth Now will launch 500 satellites to live stream monitor almost every corner of the Earth, providing instantaneous video feedback with only about a second delay. The company expects its customers to include governments and large enterprises. Again, everything researchable. Earth Now. Look it up. Deploying a vast array of ground-based 5G spy antennas. Through his Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, Gates purchased 5.3 million Crown Castle shares, currently worth $1 billion. The foundation's second largest tech holding after Microsoft. Crown Castle owns 5G infrastructure in every major U.S. market. It operates and leases more than 40,000 cell towers, 65,000 small cell nodes, which are the central infrastructure for 5G, and 75,000 route miles of fiber to every major U.S. market. Big telecom, data mining, and Bill Gates are baiting Americans into digital tyranny trap. With million-dollar TV ads that pretend that their multi-trillion dollar 5G investment is about faster download speeds for video games, movies. But 5G has almost nothing to do with improving our lives. It's about controlling your life, marketing products, and harvesting your data, which we're already seeing in our school systems. The 21st century's black gold is data. 5G is the infrastructure for Gates, Internet of Things, a world where tens of billions of smart devices, cell phones, computers, automobiles, garage door openers, Apple Watches, baby diapers, and even our living bodies are wirelessly interconnected to enable big data to gather and sell our personal information. Gates, Elon Musk, Amazon, Facebook, and Telcom are launching the flagships for the new gold rush, a teeming fleet of 50,000 satellites and a network of 2 million ground antennas and cell towers to strip mine data from our smart devices. The spider web of microwave radiation will allow big data, big telecom, and Big Brother to capture what happens inside and outside every person at every moment of life. Gates will harvest control, sort, characterize, analyze, and sell millions of terabytes of personal information from smart devices, private health data, medical records, our shopping habits, our biometric and behavioral responses to advertising, our children's ability to learn, our facial expressions, and conversations overheard with Siri, Alexa, and open cell phones microphones. His and other corporations will use these analytics to develop artificial intelligence to turn you into a predictable, easily manipulated consuming machine. Corporations will use Gates' 5G surveillance system to sell products and escalate AI capacity. Governments will use it to transition the globe into a totalitarian singularity. More incredible than Orwell could have ever imagined. Silicon Valley titans like Musk, Peter Thiel, and Google's chief engineer, Ray Kurzweil, talk longingly of transhumanism. It's the process by which humanity will transform to become part machine via genetic engineering and surgical implants. Bill Gates is investing heavily to accelerate this altered reality. His ambition to tag us all with injected subdermal vaccine data chips is merely a stepping stone towards an all-encompassing surveillance state. Next time you buy a smart device, remember that device is not the product. You are. Microsoft has planned a sinister technology that utilizes implanted sensors to monitor body and brain activity. It will reward compliant humans with cryptocurrency payments when they perform assigned activities. I saw this firsthand the other day when I was sitting with Dee Goodman and we were talking. She monitored her diabetic sensor that was on her arm that I've seen so many people with diabetes have. My nurse has it. She put her phone up to it. Within seconds. Her doctor was calling her to make sure that everything was okay because her numbers were off. It's already started. But I have more on why you're going to fall into this trap right after this quick break. And you will fall into it right after this on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news. 99.1 FM Talk, KKFT.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3, 99.1 FM Talk. Yes, I know I've blocked the lines for a minute, but I want you to understand why we're fighting and trying to recall Sisolak, why we're trying to fight the establishment of what we're doing right now, and why the country, you know, forget about the woke experience that the liberals experience. This is awakening of what just the entire nation, the entire world should be experiencing, and how you are going to slide right into the entrapment because it's easy. It's convenient. But it's not moving fast enough for them. You're not signing up with the Apple Pay. You're not doing the automatic stuff. And, well, people are complaining about the possibility of chipping for vaccines. Which, I have something else I'd like to play, but I probably am not going to have time because I do need to get back with you. And that is Bill Gates saying that probably 700,000 people will die from the experimental vaccine that they're working on right now for COVID-19. And yet, as you probably heard the numbers a little bit earlier in the show, there's still just a little over 250,000 deaths. So three times as many people would die from the vaccine getting it tested than would die from COVID-19. Boy, did they mess this one up. This is how you're going to fall into it. And again, remember, everything that I've said in the last 20 minutes, this is all researchable for you. Just duck, duck, go. The patent W02020060606 has gained notoriety and the nickname World Order 2020666. Microsoft describes this device as a cryptocurrency system and explains that it is capable of using body activity data to mine Bitcoin in response to compliance with assigned tasks. People who would agree to install the Microsoft sensors will receive periodic duty smartphone instructions to watch a certain advertisement, listen to a specific song, walk down a specific grocery store aisle, or to take a certain vaccine. This chip will collect data from embedded sensors that monitor brainwaves, blood flow, and other body reactions. The system will transfer cryptocurrency into the subject's account after completion of the assigned task. On the bright side, Microsoft's dystopian invention should be a welcome source of income for the 40% of Americans put out of work by periodic COVID quarantines, by Musk's self-driving electronic cars, which also rely on the 5G rollout, and by artificial intelligence, including robots. Gates will sell the data we freely give him to companies that take away our jobs. Maintaining and analyzing the data collected by 5G infrastructure requires massive computers housed in major data storage complexes. To keep control of this infrastructure, Bill Gates is building his own smart city. It's happening right now in Arizona. That's according to KPNX-TV. He spent $80 million on over almost 25,000-acre plot near Phoenix, with the goal of turning it into a smart city where everything is interconnected via a wireless grid, including fleets of autonomous vehicles. The 80,000 residents of Gates Company Town will mainly work in data centers. To consolidate his control over the people, over what you hear, learn, and think, Gates bought shares in Liberty Global, one of the largest international television and internet companies operating in 30 countries and growing. Now think about this. Gates is even going to control your body, your bedroom, your medicine cabinet, even your menstrual and ovulation cycle. I know it sounds crazy, But he invested approximately $18 million in Microchips, a company that, among other chip-based devices, develops birth control implant chips equipped with wireless on-off switches. And in wireless implant chip drug delivery technology that allows a single implant to store and precisely deliver hundreds of therapeutic doses over months or years. We see that with chemo right now. All of this is already out there. It's happening. The implant will be operated wirelessly by the patient to deliver medication. But knowing Gates's missionary zeal for population control, some customers might just worry that the system might be remotely activated. Controlling climate, geoengineering, the cashless society. It's all upon us. Look at all of this for yourself. Again, it's out there. It's hiding in plain sight. And we're looking down the barrel of totalitarian control. This was the experiment, the pushback. Fortunately, our governor caved to it. His decision. Yeah, right. This is all where it's headed. So even though businesses are allowed to open back up on Saturday, I hope you still attend the recall rallies, the freedom marches and freedom rallies this Saturday, 11 o'clock, all over the state of Nevada, and sign the recall petition to recall Governor Sisolak. Find out more at fightfornevada.com. We'll be back after this Fox News update here on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk.
FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM Talk. It's Friday. Do you believe it? Yes, it is Friday. For a lot of people, that really doesn't make any difference because, well, across the country, we have 33 million people unemployed. Do you believe that? Freaking believable. And so many of our friends and neighbors here in Nevada as well. Well, the governor said yesterday, bars, restaurants, salons, under their rules, of course, reopening tomorrow, 12:01 or something like that in the morning, a.m. Nice. Very interesting. All because of a virus that didn't amount to anything more severe than a bad year of flu. And never in the history of this country have we shut down an economic engine where the majority of people, everyday people, was thriving. And now they want to change everything. I'm perfectly happy with the old normal. Let's do away with this new normal BS. We should just go back to normal. So here's your poll question today at 991fmtalk.com. Will you participate in contact tracing? Will you participate in contact tracing? See, they can only track you so far with your phone. They can't track who you're meeting with, who you're talking to, who you're hanging out with, so they want to know. And then they want to know who those people have been hanging out with. TMI. TMI. So there you have it. 991fmtalk.com. And there's another button on there. I want to know your thoughts on this. Yesterday's poll question, with all that we know now, and hopefully you've been listening to both sides, you know, those scientists and doctors that keep getting banned and thrown off of YouTube because they don't tote the party line of, you know, repeating what Fauci and Burke says, what the WHO says. People that are literally paid by Bill Gates. With all that we know, do you believe that COVID-19 should have been declared a pandemic? 14% of those participating in the poll yesterday, 14% said yes. Everybody else was pretty much on the same page. No, it wasn't a pandemic. It was a plandemic. I'm not qualified to say, but I know who wants more of it, Governor Sisolak. Biggest public policy blunder in the history of mankind. Yep, that's pretty much it. And then I had this from a listener yesterday at a press conference when asked about the protest at the Capitol. Our governor said that he gives everyone the right to protest. That he feared for his wife's safety and that it was traumatic for her. When you've got a dozen people with AR-15s charging up to your door.
I was disappointed that they're
swatting the dog.
Give everybody the right to protest. I clearly give everyone the right to protest. I was more concerned for my wife's safety than I was for mine. It was traumatic for her. When you've got a dozen people with AR-15s, you know, charging up to your door, walking up to your door, and swatting the dogs have to intervene, it's not a comfortable situation. Unfortunately, some of those were folks from out of state. I do not believe that they represent anywhere even a minority of our population. I think these are really isolated extremists that are there, and to see children there was troubling for me. To see nobody socially distancing or wearing masks was troubling for me, but I was most concerned, frankly, for my wife that day.
What a bunch of BS. I was in the middle of that rally. It wasn't a protest, it was rally. I knew almost every single person out of the hundreds of people there. You know, those out-of-towners you were talking about, they were from Vegas. So still your constituents, you dumb. Sorry, I had to censor myself there. Yeah. We'll get back to Sisolak in just a minute. He is an elected representative. And he is playing everyone like a fiddle. We are in a primary right now. We are in a primary and people are trying to get elected who won't even sign a recall letter, a recall petition to remove him and get a recall election going again. You need to know who's representing you, what their thoughts are. So if you live in Douglas County, I hope you're listening up now. Because we have Mark Gardner on the line with us. Mark, thank you so much for joining the show. You are running against incumbent Larry Walsh for a seat in District 3 as Douglas County Commissioner. Now, you're running as a Republican because this is a partisan position. But first off, welcome to the show, Mark.
Thank you so much, Monica. I enjoy the opportunity to visit with you again this morning.
I'm glad you're here. So, Mark, what do you think about what's going on in the state right now?
Well, I can tell you this. I have signed the recall petition. There's no question about that. I think it's very, very overstepping. As you know, the numbers in Douglas County are, I believe it's somewhere in the neighborhood of 21, 22. We've had somewhere in the neighborhood of 19 recoveries. From what I understand, none of the people that have recovered were hospitalized. It was all self-isolation. I would expect the other three people to recover from it as well. I'm extremely concerned, certainly as hopefully a new county commissioner in Douglas County, that while we haven't, we've been fortunate not to have any human fatalities, I'm very concerned about the business fatalities that we're going to incur and the tremendous hit we're going to take in that regard. So we need to get back to work. We need to get back to work. And I hear that daily when I talk to people out on the street. We're out. We're social distancing, but we are distributing campaign literature in the precincts. And the people who want to engage us, we are engaging with them. And they are frustrated. They're frustrated with the inability to get their unemployment. They're concerned about the impact that it's going to have financially on our business community. And everybody is anxious to get back to work.
So besides getting back to work, what do you want to see for Douglas County? I mean, so many things have been brought up in controversial issues. The big event center that's going through that was actually passed by the commission, and people really couldn't even attend the meeting. It was just passed. What are your thoughts on the things that are going on in Douglas?
Well, for the Board of Commissioners to commit to do anything, any huge financial project at this point in time or financial commitment or obligation by this county at this time without having the ability to do it in person, eyeball to eyeball, public comment to public comment, in front of the Board of Commissioners, to me is unconscionable. To further devote $34.25 million of our tax money, that's money that is being raised in new property taxes from the Tahoe Beach Club, $143 multimillion-dollar condos up at Tahoe, and some of the most pricey real estate in the state of Nevada, if not certainly of Douglas County, is unconscionable. Rather than bringing that money down to where it should be shared throughout the county, but to devote that to the building of an event center of that's going to primarily benefit four large buildings up there called Harvey's, Harris, Hard Rock, and Mount Blue, to me is bordering on criminal to me. The casinos themselves don't want to invest a dime of their own money into it. Yet this last week, the last couple of weeks, they formed a PAC, a political PAC, and have pumped $27,000 of their money into not only my opponent's campaign, but also the campaign of another commissioner that's running in District 5. And I'm saying, well, if you have the money to pump money into a political campaign, then you certainly have money to pay for an event center. So I think it's disingenuous to the citizens of this county to do that.
So how did your incumbent vote on that?
That's a silly question, right, Monica?
I think so, but you know, it's for you to answer, yeah. Not me.
Well, I mean, we've had a 3-member majority of the board in Chairman Pinzel and in Commissioner Wes Rice and my opponent Larry Walsh, who have been voting as a 3-0 or 3-2 majority block on all development within this county over the last year and a half, 2 years. They have been going down this road together. It's so predictable. You can And I talked to the residents of this county, and it is so predictable when you see any issue, controversial issue, issue that is against the voters of this county, you automatically know that when those issues go before the Board of Commissioners, you know exactly what the vote is going to be. It's so easy to predict, and that's sad. That's sad. I thought they were supposed to go into the Board of Commissioners meeting with maybe some leanings, but not as a defined vote. And I have always understood that the whole reason behind public comment was to allow us, the citizens of Douglas County or any county, to help or try to sway the vote of an individual commissioner or commissioners to my way of thinking on an issue and perhaps provide them with some information that would change their mind. But it hasn't happened. And no matter what I've said, I don't expect to be right on all the issues, Monica, mm-hmm. but I'll be darned if I'm wrong on all the issues. And that's the way it has been for the last 2 years.
You know, that's I think you're right on that, Mark. I mean, you can go in with information and how you feel about it. But when all is said and done, you vote for, I still believe in majority rules. You know, it doesn't matter how you feel about it. It's how the majority of the people who put you into office feel about it. You know what, Mark, I took up a lot of your time going on and on about Governor Sisolak at the very beginning. So would you, I want to give you, I promised you a certain amount of time. Would you please stay on the line? And we're going to come back with another quick question for you here. And we will be back right after this on your live and local FM talk station on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk.
Get more Monica in your life. Go to 99.1fmtalk.com. Click on the podcast tab.
It's the Monica J. Show on 92.3 and 99.1 FM talk. Answer today's poll question at 991fmtalk.com. Will you be participating in contact tracing? A lot of people being hired to track you, to call you, to hunt you down because of a non-existent pandemic. 991fmtalk.com. Let's go back to the phone lines. Mark Gardner, who is running for District 3, Douglas County Commissioner, the incumbent Larry Walsh, who voted for that big we got disconnected. Well, Mark's calling in right now. So he's running against Larry Walsh, who voted for a lot of development and actually in Douglas County. So what I didn't get from you, Mark, before we took that break was, you know, a lot of people are out of work. They're afraid for the future. What's going to be happening is this comeback, you know, as we start to reopen. So I don't know how much money is going to be out there for campaigns, but how can people help you with your campaign? And do you have a website set up that people can go and find out more about your positions?
Sure. Thank you. The website is markgardner4commissioner.com. That's markgardner4commissioner.com. We do have a donate button on that. So people can go online and make contributions in that manner. We have a post office box, so if they want to send campaign donations also to that, it's P.O. Box 694, Gardnerville, Nevada, 89410. That's, once again, P.O. Box 694, Gardnerville, Nevada, 89410.
But that's all on your site.
That's all on the website. That's all on the website. Absolutely. Yep. So, yes, it's not a cheap venture, to say the least.
But, you know, word of mouth and public support is always a great way to do it.
Yep.
All right. Mark Gardner, thank you so much for joining us today, and good luck in the campaign. And Douglas County is a tight-knit community, so good luck to you. everything, well, not everything, but things are opening back up on Saturday. I just received an email from Glenn, wanted to know a little bit about Mongitudo's, which is one of our sponsors here at 99.1. They are reopening, but remember, restaurants, salons, they all have to open by the governor's phase one guidelines. All right, that includes still the social distancing, the physical distancing, all that good stuff. So they can only, restaurants specifically, can only go by 50% capacity. So just using Mongitudo's as an example, lunch is still curbside, but they are taking dinner reservations and they will have two seatings. So you need to call them. You need to call whatever restaurant you're going to go to. A majority of them are doing the reservations so they can control the number of people who are in the restaurants or in the salons. You know, it's just, again, it's control. Just control. We'll be back after this. We might have to play that governor soundbite again because that was just too pathetic. We'll be back after this.